You know what they say, in the middle of a crisis on Broadway, the show must go on. Yeah, but there's no war in Times Square. There is a war in Donetsk, however, in eastern Ukraine, and it's growing more intense by the day. Yet even as pro-Russia separatists and Ukrainian troops blast each other for control of the city, the artists at the Opera House in Donetsk are standing by the dictum of Broadway. The Guardian's Sean Walker says it is the last thing you'd expect.
You have a pretty bad humanitarian situation in terms of food, medicines, and obviously you have this military situation, which is still ongoing. In the last few weeks since the new year, we've seen basically a full-scale war erupt. And really, after several weeks of writing a lot of very depressing stories about the continued conflict, it was quite inspirational, really. In the middle of all of this, you had a theater where there's over 300 people still working there, both musically and backstage. And they're doing the best they can. And I think for the audience, it's a sort of rare way to get some light relief, to see something beautiful, to forget for a few hours what's going on all around them.
Yeah. So is the theater where this opera company is performing, is it packed?
Well, the performance I went to, it was maybe around a third full. There were perhaps 300 people there. But when they opened the season back in October, there were queues outside. They put people on the stairs. They had people standing up. And it was really a full house. Now, because of the fact that they have a limited number of people there and they can't put on their entire repertoire, what I saw was another performance of Die Fledermaus, which is one of the few operas they can put on. They only put performances on the weekend, and they only run matinees because people don't like to be outside after dark.
In peaceful times, Sean, what does the Donetsk Opera House mean to the people of the city?
Well, I think it's kind of a legacy of the Soviet idea of you know, every major city having a cultural life. And you know, Donetsk is not known as a particularly cultural city. It's a mining town. It's a pretty grimy town. A lot of coal mines, a lot of heavy industry, steel mills in the region. And it's always been known as a proletariat region. But of course, in these big Soviet proletariat cities, local oligarchs paid to renovate it over the last 10, 15 years. And it's had something of a renaissance. It's had a performance of the Flying Dutchman, and they were all very upset that the stage decorations for that production were hit by a shell back in September, October, and burned down. That was one of the sort of calling cards of the theater.
What is the appropriate dress for the opera when there's a war outside the doors of the opera house?
Well, there was everything from one or two women in evening dresses, even though it was a 2 p.m. performance on a Sunday. But, you know, people made an effort to dress up, you know, put on the makeup, put on high heels. And then there were one or two rebel fighters in camouflage also there. I was told that the rebel leadership quite liked to go to the opera.
A strange oasis of music and calm in Donetsk. The Guardian's Sean Walker telling us about it. Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you.